Do you find moments of silence, stillness, and simplicity in your life? How crowded does your mind get with thoughts? What distracts you most in your day? And how often do those thoughts shape the way you act or react? For me, my mind often races. It fills with worries, with ideas, with half-finished to-do lists. And sometimes it's overwhelming. And that's when I pause. I take a breath, a break from my churn of thoughts, and I make a conscious choice. I meditate. So today I want to share with you why I believe meditation is a gift worth bringing and practicing in your lives. Much of the time, we don't really choose how we react. We're often conditioned. Someone pushes us, we push back. Someone disagrees with me or insults me, I snap. As a child, when a bully hit me, I thought I had no choice but to hit back. But in truth, we always do have a choice. And meditation helps us notice what is happening inside us before we lash out. Christian Meditation Ireland have a wonderful online resource. And they say that meditation develops our capacity for attention, to be in the present moment, to notice how a situation is affecting us emotionally, and to become less defensive and reactive and more responsive. Even something simple as taking a deep breath can make all the difference. Breathing slowly calms the body, slows the heart, and gives us a few extra moments to decide, how will I respond? Our fears, our worries, our desires, these are the background noises of our lives. And they rise and they fall like waves, pulling us in different directions. You know that moment when you think, I should have handled that differently, or I shouldn't have said that. Meditation creates a pause between the wave and the action. It allows us to see more clearly and to respond with perhaps wisdom rather than habit. Are we always destined to react out of anger, out of prejudice, or fear? If so, then the cycle of you hurt me, I hurt you harder will never end. And I'm thinking, if you terrorize my people, what will I do with the anger, resentment, and hatred you have drawn forth from my children? But meditation is not about suppressing thoughts. It's about loosening their grip. And with practice, we begin to sense what some traditions call a sacred thread. That deep connection between ourselves, one another, creation, and the divine, however we understand it. Meister Eckhart was a Christian mystic and suspected heretic. And he encouraged his followers to remove all that was transient and unimportant so that we might live our lives from the perspective of the indwelling presence of God in the individual soul. And he said this was where our dignity and true selves dwelt. He said, within all of us is a divine treasure, and if we hope to discover it, we need to go deep into the heart of who we are. There is a notion that we will see all of life from the perspective of who we are at the deepest level of our being. There's a wonderful Buddhist tale about a young monk who came running to his master following a long, long meditation session. "Master, Master, I see angels when I meditate." The master held his peaceful stance and said, "Just focus on your breathing and the angels will go away." Breath is enough. It is life itself. The Jewish tradition says that a person becomes person at the first breath. In Genesis, it is God's breath that creates life. In Islam, the breath of God refers to the divine spirit, the Ruah, that Allah breathes into creation. Breath is a reminder that being alive is itself sacred. Breath is life, natural, unforced, without judgment. And it roots us in the present moment. Breath is a reminder that being alive is sacred, natural, unforced, and without judgment. Now, meditation has never really been about inner calm. Now, it has shaped history. Gandhi practiced it daily, and his example influenced Martin Luther King Jr., the Dalai Lama, and many, many others. King's dream of a beloved community, which we talk about here quite a lot. What is beloved community? A society built on justice and reconciliation that was grounded first in inner peace and compassion. Marcus Aurelius, that Stoic philosopher from many, many centuries ago, said, "Very little is needed to make you happy. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." And meditation helps us discover that inward source of goodness, original goodness, not original sin. Now, the practice of meditation is quite simple. We sit comfortably with feet on the ground. We maybe close our eyes. We focus on our breathing. And when thoughts intrude, as they always will, we return to our breath. It's as simple and perhaps complicated as that. You could use a phrase, "I breathe in all that is good. I breathe out all that harms." You can meditate in silence or with gentle sounds of nature. Thich Nhat Hanh suggests you can practice this while cooking or walking. We can do it as we commute or sit quietly in church. And when you start, you may wonder, "I'm after wasting these 5, 10, 15 minutes. Nothing is happening. There are no angels, thankfully, dancing, hopefully." But over time, you will notice the change, not in grand visions, but in the everyday calm and moments of peace, in a softer response to life. Now, at this stage, it's probably a good idea to distinguish between mindfulness and meditation. So very briefly, mindfulness is a state of being. It refers to being fully present, aware of what's happening in and around you without judgment. And then meditation is the training that cultivates mindfulness. There's a book called Mindfulness by Mark Williams and Danny Penman, and it's often referred to on podcasts, and it's written about a lot. Now, they say that there are deep wellsprings of peace and contentment inside us all, no matter how trapped or distraught we might feel. And these wellsprings are just waiting to be liberated from the cage of our frantic way of life. Now, having said that, there are 1,050 books on mindfulness available on the ESIN website right now. Now, choosing one may very well bring you unnecessary stress that you want to avoid. So I don't really bother with any of them, except perhaps Thich Nhat Hanh's book, The Miracle of Mindfulness, which is a classic, a small book that was written 50 years ago. And that would be the source text of many on mindfulness. So if there was one small book, Thich Nhat Hanh. For our reflection and silent time, we listened to Mark and Josh, and then I read from Theodore Parker. I've mentioned Theodore Parker a couple of times here before. He was a 19th century New England Unitarian, often getting into trouble with polite society because he poked the conscience of his well-to-do community. And he gave me a manifesto, which I have shared with you. It is not to speak of religion that I have not experienced myself. Now, Parker believed that everyone has an intuitive understanding of the sacred. Our conscience, he says, is a sacred guide which leads us to act justly. He was deeply committed to social justice, which he says comes naturally to all of us. It doesn't come from scripture or religious dogma, but inside us all. Freedom, reason, conscience, perhaps our own Unitarian Holy Trinity. May I breathe into my experience the gift of care shown to each blade of grass. May I breathe into beauty the stars above my head, the ground beneath my feet, the beauty in the heart of me. Parker is bringing us on a journey from the realities beneath my feet to the center of my being, and then lifts us up to the stars above in the heavens. He is bringing us on a journey through the sacred thread. Parker sees in a blade of grass and the human heart the same essence as the stars in the heavens. And meditation invites us on the same journey. Finally, meditation may not bring you enlightenment. It is not a magic formula to cure all our ills, but it will help to calm our minds and give us moments of peace. And a mind that finds peace, if only for a few moments, will seek it out again. And if meditation does not bring you that peace I speak of, take Emerson's advice. Finish each day and be done with it. You've done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities, no doubt, crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. Begin it well and serenely, and with too high a spirit to be encumbered by your old nonsense. So I invite you to seek silence, stillness, and peace within yourself first. Then mirror that back to the world, and the world will slowly respond. Meditation is for me a gift without cost or sacrifice, and I recommend it to you today. Amen.